The Night Show, 7 to 10 p.m. every weekday, only on TFM.
Yo, what's up? You're back with me, TP, here on the Chinese New Year special segment right here on TFM. This is your boy, TP. So, like I said, today, we're going to ask around a bit on how technologies are changing the way we celebrate Chinese New Year. Because throughout all the years, it has been quite different in this few years due to the pandemic. And the way we celebrate it is different because we incorporate more technology and it's becoming more advanced. So today, we will have people to talk about it. So first up is one of our news anchor. This is Lenny, and he talks about how technologies had helped him during this Chinese New Year.
Hi, Lenny from TFM News here. Chinese New Year definitely feels a little different this year. With COVID still around, I'm a little scared to go to crowded areas. So I've been getting my CNY decorations and new outfits through online shopping platforms. It's quite convenient, and so far I love what I'm getting. I've ordered new front door carpets for CNY and it's gonna arrive any day now. And that's another exciting thing about online shopping. It makes me happy when the things I've bought are about to arrive.
That is true, Lenny. Whenever the thing's about to arrive, oh my god. But the thing is, right, it's also very frustrating when you see like your items is already here, but then they're not delivering and it's keep transiting. Oh my goodness, that keeps getting on my nerve. But yeah, what is that? It is true. Like every now and then we get everything through online already. We don't really go to physical store much. We can get our decorations through online. We can get this through online. So I guess this is kind of new tech that has changed the way we celebrate Chinese New Year on TFM.
Get ready for your daily dose of fun and relaxing evening right here on TFM.
Yeah, this is your boy on the night show on CFM. What's up? You're back with me, TP. And in this very special Chinese New Year segment that we're doing is talking about how technologies are changing the way we celebrate Chinese New Year this year. And right now we've got Didi on the line. So Didi, tell us, how is it different this year?
Hi, my name is Didi. So last time, when my family have to do reunion dinner, we have to prepare the food from scratch. And even when we order some other extra food, we have to go and pick it up ourselves. But this year, I use e-hailing services to order food and to pick up the food we ordered in advance from restaurants. It made our work so much easier.
That is, again, one true thing about technology. Right now, we can just use all the food delivery services and order it. And even through Chinese New Year reunion, we can still order some of the food in advance and they will deliver it to you as well. You don't have to go and pick it up, or you don't have to go out at all to order or even go out at all. So you just have to sit at home and wait for it to arrive. And definitely, this is one of the convenience for this year's Chinese New Year.
TFM. This is TFM 102.7 in Kuching, 100.7 in Cebu, 102.8 in KK. TFM, always with you.
Night Show on CFM. You're back with me, TP, here for the special segment of Chinese New Year segment, how technologies are changing the way we celebrate Chinese New Year. So earlier on, we've got Lenny talking about online shopping and Didi talking about food delivery services that have become more of a convenience right now. And now we've got Venny on the line. So Venny, tell us, what is making your Chinese New Year easy? What tech is it?
In my opinion, I think digital wallet has made Chinese New Year a lot easier and convenient. Because previously we all have to visit our relatives and friends to get or give ang pao. But with digital wallet, we can just transfer the money to them even though we are in different parts of the world. So I guess receiving ang pao has never been easier.
Well, okay, I have to say that is the true part, right? Receiving ang pao has been easier. But then also for those that are giving, it's more suffering because you can't give the excuse, oh, we've got pandemic, I can't give you ang pao. Now all the kids, they've got smartphone. And they'll go, auntie, uncle, happy Chinese New Year. And then like out of courtesy, they've got, okay, very quiet, very good. Here, here's your ang pao, send you through this chat here. Oh my goodness. So it's easier for kids, but tougher for us adults. But definitely a convenience and tech are changing the way we celebrate Chinese New Year. TFM.
All night, only the best music, only on TFM.
Bonjour, back on the night show with me, TP here. And today we're talking about how technologies are changing the way we celebrate Chinese New Year. So we're down to our final listener. Here's Ivy. And Ivy, tell us, how is technology changing your way of celebrating Chinese New Year?
Hi, this is Ivy. So technology has made my Chinese New Year better because in these few years, my brother is stuck in Singapore. Mm-hmm. But we always video call each other, especially during this special occasion.
Okay.
And even though it's not much, but definitely made us felt better and happier. We make the best out of what we have. But of course, hopefully we can meet in person again soon.
Yeah, I think video calls in this couple of years has been booming up. The softwares, the applications, and we get to be closer to someone that's far away, which is a really good thing. You can do conferences, you can do reunion like this time. So I guess video calls is one of the best best convenience that has ever happened in this pandemic time, right? So I'll recap for all the things that our friends have said. Number one, food delivery, digital wallet, online shopping, and video calls, TFM.